watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. Very exciting show we have for you today. Royce Lopez of Revenge of the Sis will be joining us in the third hour. And, of course, this may be a little bit of a victory lap for us here at InfoWars. As for the last year and a half, we've been telling you that Fauci himself was the funder and creator of the gain-of-function research that created the coronavirus. And now, thanks to a FOIA release, it has been proven. So, yeah, we'll be doing a little bit of gloating on today's program. But first, I want to go to this video. Beast System swallows freedom worldwide. Here's Alex Jones talking about what we all knew was coming, the mark of the beast system to enslave us all.
They're constantly monitored by facial recognition cameras that are able to instantly put a face to a name. Now the Chinese are also ranked, given a mark out of a possible 950 points. A score in the 700s is considered good. Around the 500 mark is not.
It forces us to be well-behaved.
And then there's Joanne. She's an information collector, a paid enforcer who walks around and writes down deeds about her neighbors. Like the man who carried a drunk person home. Things like this are good deeds, she said. But the farmer overheard swearing and being rude? Yeah, bad deed. Her quota is 10 a month.
In countries such as India, there's little choice. People there must download a state-backed tracing app if they want to travel.
From January, every citizen of England and Wales will have a new social credit score. Government and private companies may use your social credit score to make decisions about you.
Search for your name online and a top hit may lead you to this page, mylife.com, a site that says it gathers data from public sources to create biographical reports. It may include everything from your address to criminal history. That data then used to generate a reputation score.
A bad reputation can hurt you personally and professionally.
Australians forced to submit 100 points of identification like their driver's license or passport when using social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter. Now police would have access to those social media accounts, and it's all part of a crackdown on online abuse. Now users could be liable for defamation suits or even criminal prosecution, and it's all part of a plan hoping to deter people from engaging in bad behaviour. Now the recommendations were handed down by a federal parliamentary inquiry.
And then if you're bad, they're just going to ban you from the internet. And that's the holy grail of control. And it also says the police will have access to everyone's stuff without a warrant, live time, and that they'll be able to, quote, impersonate you, to, quote, infiltrate anti-vax groups and disrupt them.
It's not going to be safe for people who are not vaccinated to be roaming around the place spreading the virus. That's what they'll be doing. So there's every reason to get vaccinated.
Australia can force citizens to report their location on demand via government tracking app. Home Quarantine Trial, that's the app, to be launched in South Australia, Premier Stephen Marshall announces. First they lock you up in little prison cells, then you go, oh, you'll carry your phone now. Now you're allowed to go home, but we got to track you like an ankle bracelet. Israel's done this too. And then it's, oh, everybody gets it. See?
Yeah. Just had the cops come around and tell this woman I'm staying over here as well. Because there was about 5 seconds in between her taking a sip of her cup of tea. And she took her face mask down. Cops came around literally on the dot and just pulled her up for it. And she said, well, I'm drinking my tea. And they said, well, not right now. You're not putting your face mask on.
Canada's most populous province announces the same thing, basically. Ankle bracelets.
It's called Immuniband, a first-of-its-kind wearable piece of vaccine identification. It's nothing extravagant, but it's valuable for sure. It's a wristband that has a QR code on the back that links to your vaccination card, so there's an ability to access the initial documentation.
Italian diocese announces vaccine passports needed to go to church. Honolulu announces the same thing. Hawaii announces the same thing. Apple's merged with it to carry it out. Google and Apple are the same company behind the scenes. They're all run by the NSA, CIA, and globalist banks, Rothschild, Rockefeller money. They are competing only on the surface to be the world ID. They made an agreement a year and a half ago, secretly, but it leaked, to have a secret app embedded on all phones that they jointly control together. I'm not funded by George Soros. I'm not funded by the Democratic Party. I'm funded by you. We got great products you need. We got great stuff for your immune system and your body and just stuff that's essential for general health, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and all the key amino acids for adults, children, old folks. You absorb more of it than pills because it's liquid form and it tastes great. Ready to ship to you now, 33% off, and VasoBeats back in stock. Great for your heart, great for your liver, cardiovascular, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, super beet concentrate, 50% off. Pollen Block back in stock, natural antihistamine, 40% off. And of course, we have X2, totally essential deep earth crystal, iodine, it's discounted, and pure turmeric formula, the liquid extract as well, it's discounted and back in stock. Activated charcoal toothpaste and activated charcoal toothpaste mouthwash with all the essential oils, those are 33% off as well. You can call toll free 888-253-3139, or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of great other products on the site as well, so be sure and check those out today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. Let's just get right into it, shall we? We'll begin, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. This is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. Freedom of Information Act release. Fauci funded construction of chimeric coronaviruses in Wuhan. That's right, folks. Sound the Alex Jones was right alarm. Sound the InfoWars knew it all along alarm. We've been telling you this for a year and a half, and now, thanks to a Freedom of Information Act, we know that when Dr. Anthony Fauci confidently screamed at Senator Rand Paul in July, calling him a liar for accusing him of funding so-called gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China, to make coronaviruses more transmissible to humans, the argument ultimately faded due to Fauci's unsupported claim that the research didn't technically fit the definition of gain-of-function. Now, thanks to materials released through the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by The Intercept against the National Institute of Health, which were unredacted enough to toss Fauci under the bus, we now know that Fauci-funded EcoHealth Alliance, a New York-based nonprofit headed by Peter Daszak, was absolutely engaged in gain-of-function research to make chimeric SARS-based coronaviruses, which they confirmed could infect human cells. Peter Daszak, of course, was the one in charge of the investigation for the World Health Organization to determine where exactly the coronavirus came from. What a coincidence. Isn't it such a coincidence? The guy who made it is the one investigating it? Wow, what a coincidence. This is a roadmap to the high-risk research that could have led to the current pandemic, said Gary Ruskin, executive director of U.S. Right to Know, a group that's been investigating the origins of the coronavirus. And his Rutgers University Board of Governors chemistry professor, Richard H. Ebright, notes, quote, these documents make it clear the assertions by NIH director Francis Collins that the NIAID director Anthony Fauci, that the NIH did not support gain-of-function research or potential pandemic pathogen enhancement at the Wuhan Institute of Virology are untruthful. That's right, folks. It was Anthony Fauci behind the rubber mask the entire time. And, of course, we will get very into this story later in the program. Oh, yes. Oh, we will certainly spend a lot of time on that and digging into exactly what was revealed by these Freedom of Information Act requests and comparing that to the statements made by the liar, the perennial liar, Anthony Fauci, over the last year and a half, as he literally just covered up the known origin of this coronavirus in complete violation of the trust that people placed in him, the oath that he took to tell the truth in front of Congress, as well as just making it that much more difficult to actually get a handle on this virus. And that's sort of the point of all of this, is that Anthony Fauci's known since the beginning that this was likely due to the experiments that he funded and his organization funded, and he purposefully kept that hidden from the American people. Who knows how much more dangerous he made this entire pandemic? Who knows where we would be if he would have just told the truth at the beginning? But to save his own skin and to save the skin of Peter Daszak and his cohorts, he lied to us for a year and a half. Despicable. Unbelievable. But then again, we've known it the whole time. Cornell University
has aggressively pushed its students to get vaccinated, announcing a mandate for the vaccine for the 21 to 22 academic year in April, and frequently denying religious and medical exemptions. As a result, 95% of the campus population, both student and faculty, is vaccinated. Despite this, Cornell University has more than five times the amount of confirmed positive cases during its first week of this academic year than it did during its first week of the 2021 academic year, according to Cornell COVID dashboard. Just one of those strange modern miracles, I guess you could call it, unexplained by science. 95% of the people vaccinated leads to a five times higher infection rate. Something doesn't add up here. Maybe it's not a vaccine after all. Maybe this is all an illusion. Maybe you're all stupid for believing it. The Mu variant detected in every U.S. state except Nebraska. Well done, Nebraska. Mu variant has been detected in every U.S. state except Nebraska. Scientists fear it's more transmissible than Delta and could be vaccine resistant. Well, I think the only thing to do now is just mandate the vaccine regardless and just act like this isn't going to be with us forever. That's just incredible. Variant cases have reportedly declined since mid-July, but the new variant was warned to be more transmissible and vaccine resistant, according to the World Health Organization. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the program. Florida to start issuing a $5,000 fine for requiring proof of coronavirus vaccine. Beginning on September 16th, the state of Florida will start issuing a $5,000 fine to businesses, schools, and even government agencies that require people to show proof of having a coronavirus vaccine. And this is the way that it has to be done. DeSantis spokesperson says promises made, promises kept in response to this. And it's great. You know, it's not enough just to say we will not, you know, ask for your coronavirus vaccine or the government will not mandate vaccines. No, there has to be punishment for private organizations doing this as well. New York Times reports from cradle to grave, Democrats move to expand social safety net. This is, of course, the new legislation on the docket. They say when congressional committees meet this week to begin formally drafting the Democrats' ambitious social policy plan, they will be undertaking the most significant expansion of the nation's safety net since the war on poverty in the 1960s, which went really well, you'll remember. You'll remember back, you know, before the 1960s, America was just a mess. It was a mess. You know, there was no crime, very little crime, not too much poverty. Most people lived in two-family houses. Usually just one person worked and could afford a car and a house and everything else without going into debt. It was awful. It was really just terrible. And thank goodness the government came in to rescue us in the 1960s. And ever since then, everything's been going great. It's nothing but great since then, I think, right? I'm pretty sure, because now we're doubling down on it. I mean, that would be the lesson, right? Because everything that happened in the 1960s was such an overwhelming success that we're just going to do it again, and even more this time. Passage of the bill, which could spend as much as $3.5 trillion over the next decade, is anything but certain. President Biden, who's staked much of his domestic legacy on the measure's enactment, will need the vote of every single Democrat in the Senate and virtually everyone in the House to secure it. And with two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin III of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona, saying they would not accept such a costly plan, it will challenge Democratic unity like nothing has since the Affordable Care Act. It's like you have two dissenters. You have two people from the Democratic Party not carrying water on this, and it's like this is the most divided the Democrats have ever been. It's like, yeah, because you're all lockstep communists who refuse to deviate even minutely from what has been dictated to you. It's just you receive the orders like a robot and you follow them. And it's like, well, there's two of them that aren't going along with it. It's just like, wow, this is the most divided they've ever been. This is the most divided the Democrats have ever been in the history of the Democratic Party. Two of them aren't going along with the rest of the 98. How will they ever find the unity they need? That's largely because the proposed legislation would be so transformative, a cradle-to-grave reweaving of a social safety net frayed by decades of expanding income inequality, stagnating wealth, and depleted governmental resources capped by the worst public health crisis in a century. Yeah, and one thing we know about the last several decades is that government has shrunken. It's that the, you know, government's gotten smaller and smaller, and so, of course, the income inequality has grown Hugely. No, this is all stupid. This is all completely inverse of reality. The more the government grows, the more the government tries to do, the more the government gets involved in every aspect of your life from the cradle to the grave, if you even make it there. If the government gets involved early enough, you don't even get to be born. So who cares about cradle to the grave? It's the same thing. The cradle and the grave, it's the same object. We just bury you before you're even born. So that's the Democrats get their hands on you in the womb. But if you are born, yes, they will inject themselves into every aspect of your life from the cradle to the grave. And of course, this has made life worse for everybody continuously over the last several decades. And now that everybody's in a state of misery and hopelessness and poverty, the government's going to come in to double down on the same measures that got us here in the first place, because apparently everyone in the Democratic Party, minus two, are, yes, I'll say it, retarded.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWars store.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The Infowars store online. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's
InfoWars store.com. You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. I'd like to apologize for the ending of that last segment. Frankly, I sometimes I say things without thinking about it. I'd like to apologize to special needs people out there for comparing you with Democrats. You are decent people who contribute to this world and are full of life and spirit and are worthy of love and full of God's blessings. The Democrats, on the other hand. Well, they're Satan, so I'm very sorry to retarded people for comparing you to Democrats. You are not Democrats. You have value. You deserve to live. Moving on with the Daily Dispatch. AP corrects ivermectin fake news. Only 2% poison control calls, not 70. Oh, did we say 70%? We meant 2. Our bad. The Associated Press issued a correction to a story last month that claimed a hospital in Mississippi was inundated with patients who overdosed on ivermectin. In the article from August 24th titled, "Livestock Medicine Doesn't Work Against COVID, Doctors Warn," the AP falsely reported that 70% of Mississippi's poison control calls were related to ivermectin. But the prestigious media organization had major egg on its face when it updated when an update issued 2 days later admitted their original reporting was off by around 3,400%. They're literally just making things up. You get that, right? Like, at least this had some basis. From 2% to 70%, yeah, you got it a little bit wrong. But it's like, did we say 70%? Sorry, we meant it was just it was 2. We meant it was just 2. Meanwhile, in the Oklahoma story from Rolling Stone, it's like, oh, did we say that the hospitals were backed up because of ivermectin overdoses? Gunshot. Turns out, just nothing to base that on. Just literally not a single person in the hospital for ivermectin. So, yeah, they're just making stuff up, people. Report, different pandemic potential brain-destroying virus with 75% death rate spreading in India. The London Telegraph reports that the Nipah virus, which attacks the brain and has up to a 75% fatality rate, has killed a 12-year-old boy who was shunted around 5 different hospitals because of COVID. The Nipah virus has been known since 1998, but has been contained, with the worst outbreak occurring 20 years ago in West Bengal when 45 out of 66 people infected with the virus died. The bat-borne virus was the inspiration for the movie Contagion, and while more deadly than COVID, it spreads less efficiently. Why are all of these in bats? You really have to wonder. There was another one that we reported on, like the Mugar virus or whatever it was called earlier last week. That was also a bat-borne virus. All these bat-borne viruses, very interesting, almost emblematic, the position bats hold in the mythos of the West, vampires, etc. Here's just really just an amazing headline from Jerusalem Post. You really have to hand it to them. They say, quote, over 2 billion people worldwide have now been inoculated against COVID-19. Now, Israeli researchers are trying to learn if the mRNA vaccines are dangerous long term. Oh, now. Oh, now they are. They're rubbing your face in it. You get that, right? They're holding you down and rubbing your face in the fact that they're messing with you. They're messing with you. That's what they're doing. 2 billion people worldwide have been inoculated. Now we're going to figure out if there are side effects. They're laughing at you. They're mocking you. You're an idiot if you believe anything that they say or if you trust them for a single second. 2 billion people inoculated. Yeah, now we're going to look into the long-term side effects. Now that we've inoculated a third of the earth, we'll go ahead and look into that. Amazing, isn't it? Texas Department of Public Safety lieutenant says border situation out of control. We'll see, quote, historic numbers month in and month out without stiffer policies. During an interview on Fox News Channel on Monday, Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivares said the situation on the border was out of control and without stiffer policies from the Biden administration. We're going to continue to see these historic numbers month in and month out. Gosh, it feels so long since we've covered the border with all of this other insane nonsense going on. We forget that Even though we're not reporting it, day in, day out, on a continual basis, tens of thousands of foreigners are pouring across our border and being facilitated in that effort by, well, Mexican drug cartels and the Biden administration, hand in hand, as they work to bring more and more foreign, un-American, I don't know what you call it, con artists, people who take advantage of weakness, people who are openly breaking the law for their own gain. Yeah, just go ahead and give them everything. So, yeah, tens of thousands of them cross on probably a daily, if not weekly basis, to the tune of $250,000 a month. So we'll just, $3 million a year. We can handle that forever, right? Of course we can. This is America, after all, for now. Texas Governor Greg Abbott to sign controversial election integrity bill Tuesday. Even Fox News, you should trust these people about as much as you trust a rattlesnake, all right? These people are just scumbags through and through. What is controversial about this election integrity? Yeah, everything Republicans do is controversial because a bunch of hysterical, shrieking harpies from the left freak out about absolutely everything that we do. There's nothing controversial about this. It's just like you can't use P.O. boxes as your home address, and you can't cast a ballot for your cousin. And they're just like, whoa, very controversial. Whoa, how are we going to do this? Most of it's literally just repealing, again, measures that were hastily implemented without any discussion, no legislation input whatsoever, just secretaries of state and like county judges just implementing massive, unbelievable changes to the voting system. And then we like try to repeal it, and they're like, whoa, very controversial what you're doing here. Oh my God. All right. Moving on here. Virginia to remove 12-ton Robert E. Lee statue in state capitol this week in the continuing effort to destroy everything in our history. Statue along Richmond's Monument Avenue set to come down Wednesday. Thank God. You know, as soon as this statue's down, I think, I think white people will be defeated, and I think we'll finally be free from their tyrannical grasp. And just another communist move, or just tear down all of our statues, just destroy everything in our history, just replace us personally and in the history. It'll be great. Plans for $400 billion new city in the American desert unveiled. It'll have the cleanliness of Tokyo, the diversity of New York. Well, okay, see, I see a problem here. I see a major issue in these two things. We'll talk more about this later in the program. $400 city built from scratch. Hey, guess what? You'll own nothing. You'll have no privacy, but you'll be happy, and it'll all be controlled by corporate billionaires. IDF strikes Gaza target in response to balloon fires. That's right. The Israeli Air Force launched airstrikes that continued all through the night. Massive explosions demolishing entire city blocks, similar in the way they did earlier this year that, by the way, were war crimes and are being charged as such in the U.N. There were balloons, so we have to launch airstrikes. I mean, after all, balloons, can you imagine? Launch the airstrikes immediately. You might as well nuke them. Okay, it may have been a birthday party, but either way, let's just airstrike them to smithereens. Apparently, the gender gap in college enrollment is now so substantial that a white male with parents in the medium household income is now less likely to go to college than a black woman, regardless of her parents' income level, which I think means that we are now the oppressed. Yes, folks, now we get to complain. Now we get to actually, I don't even want more white men to go to college. I just want to stop black women from going to college. That's what you're supposed to do, right? You don't actually try to lift your people up. You try to tear everybody else down because some numbers aren't quite equal to each other. This is the world that we live in, right? Or no? Okay, no, it's a good thing because they're white men. Sorry, I forgot. Brazil coup fears rise as thousands of Jair Bolsonaro supporters flock to capital. And we'll finish up the Daily Dispatch quickly on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years, and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made-in-American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Record numbers of free humans across the planet, from Australia to Germany to the United States to Canada to Mexico, from Brazil to South Africa, understand we're under a Great Reset UN globalist attack. But none of our leaders, other than Bolsonaro and Trump a little bit, seem to understand that. And so no one is addressing the fact that this is a 21st century corporate economic war on the general population and the conversion of the planet into a high-tech technocracy with a global ID, global medical system, global medical control ID, and, of course, a carbon tax system tied to that that tracks your every movement. This is their takeover. They've admitted it. They've said it. Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, is on TV yesterday saying this is an environmental takeover plan, and the whole lockdowns of just talking to prepare for climate lockdowns. So they're announcing their takeover. We've got to resist it and say no. Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin and Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system, that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Finishing up here with your daily dispatch. Brazil coup fears rise as thousands of Jair Bolsonaro's supporters flock to the capital. Thousands of supporters of the far-right Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro have descended on the Brazil's economic and political capitals, hoping to rally behind the embattled president, sparking fears of a military coup. Bolsonaro is expected to address packed Independence Day rallies in Brasilia and Sao Paulo on Tuesday. The president has called for support for his attacks on the country's Supreme Court that has raised fears around South America's largest democracy. Oh, it's our democracy, which means we cannot listen to the people at all. It's just incredible. UK's Home Secretary launches new campaign complaining that UK spies should have access to citizens' private messages, kind of like what just got passed in Australia. Isn't it so interesting how all of these countries all are on exactly the same timetable when it comes to passing these sorts of completely egregious and overreaching laws? It, really incredible, isn't it? It's just like they all do it at once. It's like they all work together almost. But I'm no conspiracy theorist. UK's Home Secretary Preeta Patel will support yet another campaign aimed at weakening encryption online, this one taking aim at Facebook's plans for its messaging service, end-to-end encryption, which Facebook has promised to implement across these services. Oh, yeah, sure, you can trust them. Yeah, Facebook, really concerned about your privacy. Including voice and video calls on Facebook Messenger have some politicians in UK law enforcement up in arms. They're once again vilifying encryption, which allows users privacy and security and keeps third parties, including companies that provide the apps, out of their communications, as essentially little else but enablers of such crime as terrorism and child abuse. Yeah, privacy means terrorism. That's what we're learning. Finally, this: Justin Trudeau hit by stones on campaign trail. Canadian Prime Minister and communist bastard child Justin Trudeau has been hit by gravel thrown by protesters during a campaign stop. He was returning to his bus after visiting a brewery when he was struck by small stones. He was not injured. Well, thank goodness for that. And we'll show you videos. It's really quite hilarious, actually. Literally everywhere he goes, he is just swarmed by people cursing him and yelling at him. And the entire time, he just acts like it's not happening. It's amazing. He's literally just like, hey, everybody, hey, you over there. It's just like things being thrown at him. People just like, go to jail. You belong in jail. And he's just like, hi, everyone. Hello, hello. It's just, it's all a show. It's all theater. Nothing is real. Our democracy is a tyranny. And the people who should be able to decide who is and is not leading them, theoretically, here in self-representation and self-determination being the watchwords of our entire civilization, it's all a show. It's all fabrication. They despise you. They rule over you. They dictate to you what the rules are, and then they cheat in elections to keep themselves in power while maintaining the illusion that they're elected. It's all a lie, and it's all being exposed. And now Justin Trudeau, who apparently called these elections on the hunch that it would give his power, his party, total power in order to pass all of the incredibly overreaching COVID measures that they're prevented from doing so by the fact that there is a plurality of opposing parties against him. Maybe won't be the case. Maybe these snap elections weren't the best idea. But then again, even if they're a complete failure, they will rank among Justin Trudeau's best ideas. So there's that. And here's your meme of the day. And it's appropriate for our wonderful hellish setting here as we delve into the dark reaches of Mordor. We have this meme of the day. It's a still frame from Lord of the Rings. Bilbo holding the ring, in this case labeled COVID emergency powers, him being the government. And he asks, why not? Why shouldn't I keep it? Why shouldn't I wield this power after all? I'm the smart one. I'm the important one. All those other people need to listen to me. Yeah. Truly is the ring of power, these coronavirus measures. Now, the main story that we'll be covering today is this FOIA release, Fauci-funded construction of chimeric coronaviruses in Wuhan. And, you know, you expect working at InfoWars to have the vast majority of the brainwashed masses just think lies about you. Like, you just understand that most people believe the lies, and that's just how it is. And they won't listen to you, and they won't watch your show, and they won't listen to Alex Jones, and they won't actually do the research for themselves. They're happy to just believe that, I don't know, it's just, we just make things up off the top of our heads, and it's all nonsense. Like, I don't know what they believe. They believe bullcrap that are fed to them by liars, and they eagerly gulp it down day after day. And you expect that. I get it. That makes sense. It is a little bit annoying, though, when you have people like Jack Posobiec say this on Twitter when it pointed out that newly released documents provided details of U.S.-funded research on coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The Intercept has obtained more than 900 pages. He said, Jack Posobiec says, War Room was right, meaning Steve Bannon was right, Rand Paul was right, Trump was right. And it's just like, I get the other side won't give us credit for anything. I get the other side will lambast us and call us crazy conspiracy theorists for years before just being like, oh, they were right the whole time. And then they just ignore it because they're stupid. But maybe our side could maybe help us out a little bit every once in a while. Maybe just throw us a bone. Maybe you can recognize the fact that we've been reporting on gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab, funded by EcoHealth, Peter Daszak, and Anthony Fauci, since January 2020, since Steve Bannon and Rand Paul and Donald Trump, they hadn't even spoken the word coronavirus yet, and we were on top of this. Before the mainstream media, before Jack Posobiec, before any of these people even mentioned coronavirus, not only did we tell you about coronavirus, we told you about how it was created, we told you about how it was funded, we told you about the vaccines that were coming, we told you about Event 201, we told you about the lockstep document, we have been in front of all of it. And I get that the left won't ever give us credit, but maybe the right could throw us a bone every once in a while. Maybe just you know, shed the whole InfoWars is bad moniker that they've thrown on us and just stand up against the left once in your life in an unapproved fashion. Just like, oh, we can't give credit to InfoWars. Then it'll make it look like I support InfoWars. Maybe you should support InfoWars. Maybe we're always right. Maybe we've been right for a year and a half, and that this entire suffering that the entire world is under is because people don't listen to us, people like us. They just ignore us. They just lambast us. And then when we're proven right, they give the credit to somebody else. It's unbelievably frustrating. We got Donald Trump elected. We told you that the mail-in ballots were going to cause cheating. Folks, we're right about everything. It's like, and it has nothing to do with like, oh, we deserve credit. It's like, no, we're telling you very important information, and we want this information to get out. And you need to understand that we are the ones doing this. We are the ones, you know, providing this information, because then maybe people go, oh, maybe I'll listen to InfoWars. And maybe next time it won't be a year and a half before you understand this. Maybe next time you'll actually understand it when we understand it. It's not about, building us up and like, you know, we deserve credit because we want to be celebrated. I could care less what these people think about us. I want them to understand the information that we're putting forward. I want them to understand and be able to stand up against the tyranny that they are now putting in place and that InfoWars is warning about. And then a year and a half from now, once all the tyranny's in place, they'll look around and go, hey, did you know this is tyranny? It's like, yes, we've been telling you this the entire time. Please, for the love of God, pull your head out of the sand and actually pay attention next time. So we get no support from anybody. We get no support from the mainstream media. We get no support from even the alternative alt-right, out there, you know, independent people. They don't even support us. The only people that support us are you. The only support we get is from our audience. And thank God for that. And thank you for that. Because without you, we wouldn't be here. And thank God, you know, I tweet a thanks, you know, basically saying this, and we get so many responses being like, you know, people being like, we know InfoWars is the real deal. So it's good to know that you're out there, and it's really wonderful to have your support. And if you do want to support us, please go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy a supplement, especially the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'll tell you, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 33% off right now, and that may not be around for very much longer. In fact, it looks like we have a new... just a new product I've never even seen before. My God, BrainForce Ultra. I'm going to find out about this and tell you about it. This looks awesome.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere. Is there a real study of the planet's ruling class? And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover,
We don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product, we need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders, because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some hell of a mind in brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Not just the ones the media sold you is nine.
Hey, one of the ironies of these last several years, for so many years, Al-Qaeda and ISIS, the number one terror threat to the United States, now the number one terror threat homegrown.
That is exactly right. They're more concerned about far-right radicals. They've killed more people in this country since 9/11 than foreign-based terrorists. They're more concerned about the fact that ISIS and Al-Qaeda, through social media, can basically brainwash people thousands of miles away to act independently without command and control from them. That is the concern this week, and I can tell you, combined with the domestic terror threat and that threat, law enforcement is as antsy as I've seen them in quite some time.
What many of us labeled as conspiracy theorists were screaming from the rooftops has now become accepted ancient history.
What I didn't know in that morning is the secret decisions that were made at the highest levels of the government and what the government was willing to do under the blanket of national security. what they're willing to do and going way outside the law.
Immediately, I mean, within days and weeks, verbal authorization was being granted for a program called Stellar Wind, in which they're turning the extraordinary power of NSA and pointing it not just foreign, but also domestic.
Parts of it are still classified. I'll just call it a warrantless wiretapping program that involved large metadata collection and also collection of content, much of it happening in the homeland.
Will we avenge their deaths and reclaim what was stolen from us following the new Pearl Harbor, as was outlined by the neocons in their project for a new American century? There are many theories surrounding the events of 9/11, and they will be continued to be debated ad nauseum. But what can't be denied is that Americans continued to be attacked from within, as their liberties were discarded for a creeping New World Order surveillance state.
And we get different views now on just what these spying powers mean and what might happen if they expire.
And as the elitist social engineers gathered over two decades to formulate humanity's demise at Davos and Bilderberg, that system has evolved into a medical tyranny United Nations Cloward and Piven Great Reset.
For the fourth industrial revolution, aimed at helping civil society meet the challenges presented by the rapid technological change.
There is a small bump in the road. Joe Biden has actually managed to sign an executive order instructing the U.S. Attorney General to personally examine the merits of all cases where the government had invoked state secrets privilege and to err on the side of disclosure in cases where the events in question occurred two decades ago or longer. Biden finally caved after the families of 9/11 victims requested Biden not attend any anniversary events until he honored his campaign promise to release the documents.
It's time for the truth to come out, and we would have signed this letter regardless of who it was in the Oval Office. It's the 20-year anniversary. We need help. We need a president that's going to once and for all take our side and not the side of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
The only salve we can apply is to never forget the lives of those lost on that day and honoring them by reclaiming our birthright. Post haste. John Bound reporting.
Unbelievable. It's been 20 years since 9/11. 20 years. 20 years, and some people still don't get it. You really expect them to understand what's going on with the pandemic, even with the evidence right in front of them? So folks, here's the headline. The coronavirus was an inside job. COVID was an inside job, and now we have the proof. Well, more proof, since we've had proof the entire time, but now it's actually breaking through into the mainstream. Here's a story from Zero Hedge. Freedom of Information Act release. Fauci funded the construction of chimeric coronaviruses in Wuhan. And again, it's one of these articles where I try to highlight the important stuff. I end up pretty much highlighting the entire article because this whole thing is bombshell. Says when Dr. Anthony Fauci confidently screamed at Rand Paul in July, calling him a liar for accusing him of funding so-called gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China, to make coronaviruses more transmissible to humans, the argument ultimately faded due to Fauci's unsupported claims that the research didn't technically fit the definition of gain-of-function. Now, thanks to material released through the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by The Intercept against the National Institute of Health, we now know the Fauci-funded EcoHealth Alliance, a New York-based nonprofit headed by Peter Daszak, was absolutely engaged in gain-of-function research to make chimeric SARS-based coronaviruses, which they confirm could infect human cells. Let's take a moment now to watch this video of Peter Daszak himself, who, I remind you, was the one who was in charge of the investigation into the origin of coronaviruses, which is like putting an arsonist in charge of the arson investigation. Yeah, he's the one that did it, so no wonder he didn't find the perpetrator. It was him the entire time. What a convenience to put the criminal in charge of the investigation. What a coincidence that would be. So let's watch Peter Daszak in December of 2019, just as the pandemic was really getting going. Here's him talking about gain of function research. Let's listen.
But if you're saying these are diverse
coronaviruses and you can't vaccinate against them. There are no antivirals. What do we do?
Well, so I think that coronaviruses are pretty good. I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but you can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. It's just spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus, zoonotic risk. So you can get the sequence, you can build the protein, and we work with Ralph Barrick at UNC to do this. Insert it into a backbone of another virus and do some work in the lab. So you can get more predictive when you find a sequence. You've got this diversity. Now, the logical progression for vaccines is if you're going to develop a vaccine for SARS, people are going to use pandemic SARS as but let's try and insert some of these other related and get a better vaccine.
And I guess also knowledge of what's there. If you see something emerging, you give it a head start on making a vaccine or a therapeutic.
That's true. And better knowledge of where they are as well. So you can put your money into these clinics that matter. And that's one of the big things that we've been trying to push. There's a lot of the word predict or the word, anticipating, forecasting pandemics. It doesn't mean you can stop them. That's the problem. So what we're trying to do is say, on a global scale, if we can show where they're most likely to come from, the species they're most likely to originate in, the people most likely to get affected, a global actor like WHO or a national government can better allocate resources to the highest risk. It's pretty simple.
Pretty simple how easy it is to perform gain-of-function research. And it's really easy to predict pandemics when you're the one that caused them, isn't it? Peter Daszak, really interesting. Quote, this is the roadmap to the high-risk research that could have led to the current pandemic, said Gary Ruskin, executive director of the U.S. Right to Know, a group that has been investigating the origins of COVID-19. And again, just back to that video we just saw. Nothing about this makes any sense at all. You get that, right? That they're claiming that they're doing this gain-of-function research for vaccines for a disease that don't exist until they do the gain-of-function research to create them. So they're making vaccines for the things that they're creating. They would need vaccines for it if they didn't create it. And then, of course, they say, well, this is necessary for the planning of World Health Organization and national governments so they can protect the most vulnerable from this thing that we created. But they didn't do that, did they? I mean, it's amazing that you have all these organizations spending billions of dollars preparing for a pandemic that they knew was going to come. They knew was going to be a SARS variation and that they knew was going to be a coronavirus. They knew was going to come out of Wuhan, China, that they knew was going to be a respiratory disease. They knew would be highly infectious. They knew all these things. What did they do to stop it? What did they do at all to mitigate this or prevent this or stop this from happening? Anything at all? Of course not. And if you watch Event 201, you recognize why. What are they interested in? Well, they're interested in conserving the message, controlling the message, the narrative, right? Well, what did they talk about? They're like, all right, we're going to have this big outbreak. Did they talk about how do we get vitamins into people's hands? How do we set up a system so people can boost their own immune system? How do we, set up quarantine border controls so countries that have outbreaks of this don't spread into other countries? Nothing of the sort. They sat around and they talked about how do we control communication? How do we shut down the internet? How do we get big tech involved to silence dissenters? And then how do we roll out the vaccine and make sure people don't question it and are forced to take it? It's been the point the entire time. That's all they've been planning on, and that's all they wanted to do, and they created the freaking virus in the first place. And we'll show you on the other side.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization, Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
That's right, folks. Coronavirus was an inside job. And now we have the documents to prove it, as this Zero Hedge article sums it up. Rather succinctly, in short, Fauci lied to Congress when he denied funding gain-of-function research. It's literally as simple as that. He funded the research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology where the virus leaked from, and then his Fauci's co-conspirators were the ones who were put in charge of investigating the outbreak and found that they did nothing wrong. And this is really unbelievable. It's hard to describe just what a sickening violation of the public trust this is. I'm just trying to come up with a metaphor. I almost can't. It's like tasking somebody to figure out how a fire started, and they just forgot to mention that they kept canisters of gasoline next to their fireplace. Like, they started this, and the fact that they've hidden it the entire time is such an egregious act of dishonesty that has led to this entire pandemic, the entire collapse. I mean, they have destroyed the world with this science and then with obfuscating their involvement. So let's go back in time. Let's watch Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci duke it out. The liar Anthony Fauci lie. Here it is.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff
jail.
Up and down the
jail.
Chain.
You should be in jail.
As
here he
not
is. Lying in Congress.
Gain
about lying in Congress.
Function. So what was? Saying, let me
take,
finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function.
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially, you do not know what you are talking about.
Let's
okay, you get
NIH,
one person.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
I have to. Well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a sub-award from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did
I
come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally
this committee
resent,
will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, It is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
You can't
get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth.
Senator,
you are the one.
Time is expired, but I will allow the witness to...
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses... And that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists.
Shut the hell up, you liar. He should be in jail. He should be in jail right now for lying to Congress. This is utterly unacceptable. And how many headlines did you see after this exchange that was like, Anthony Fauci smacks down Rand Paul? Yeah, you can... act like a bitch and say a lie, and then the media will celebrate you. But now it's all out, and now we understand it. And now it looks just as ridiculous as him sitting up there going, Rand Paul, the sky is red, okay? You don't know what you're talking about saying the sky is blue. It's red. You're a liar. You should be in jail.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. DC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for, quote, compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's three-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
COVID was an inside job. COVID was an inside job. Everything that we have suffered, the crashing of our economy, the implementation of the Great Reset, the Build Back Better nonsense, the incredible debt that we've driven ourselves into, the drug overdose deaths that have skyrocketed over the last year, the childhood obesity that has skyrocketed by 10%. Over a single year, the mental health conditions that we're seeing deteriorate across the entire country, the utter collapse of this entire civilization under controlled demolition to bring about a new world order of no ownership, no privacy, just subjugation. It all goes back to Anthony Fauci, Peter Daszak, and this poisoning of the entire world through their gain of function research. It all goes back to them. All of this that we're seeing, all of the death, all of the chaos, all of the tyranny, it all goes directly back to Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak, the people who were put in charge of investigating and, you know, solving this pandemic. We put the arsonist in charge of the fire investigation, and now it's out thanks to this Freedom of Information Act request. The trove of documents includes two previously unpublished grant proposals that were funded by the NAID, as well as project updates relating to EcoHealth Alliance's research, which has been scrutinized amid increased interest in the origin of the pandemic. The materials show that the 2014 and 2019 NIH grants to EcoHealth with subcontracts to the Wuhan Institute of Virology funded gain-of-function research as defined in federal policies in effect in 2014 and 2017 and potential pandemic pathogen enhancement as defined in federal policies in effect from 2017 to the present. The materials confirm that the grants supported the construction in Wuhan of novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses that combined a spike gene from one coronavirus with genetic information from another coronavirus and confirmed the resulting viruses could in fact infect human cells. The only question now to answer is, was this all completely on purpose, or were they just messing around with fire in the powder hold and blew up the world on accident? The outcome doesn't really matter because they knew this the whole time. And again, that's the thing that you need to focus on. What the video that we just watched in the first 5 minutes of this hour.
that you had Rand Paul asking Dr. Fauci point blank, did you sponsor gain-of-function research? Now, to save his own skin, Anthony Fauci lied about this. Who knows how this limited our ability to combat coronavirus? Who knows how this prevented us from getting to the truth about it, from getting to the bottom of it, from finding out what it really was, from, you know, making some sort of effective resistance against this virus? How much of that was scuttled and destroyed because Anthony Fauci had to lie about it, because Peter Daszak had to cover it up with the Wuhan Institute of Virology? Because tell you what, we are a forgiving people. And if they had come out in the very beginning and said, hey, look, we were doing this gain-of-function research. We were funding this particular virus. And look, it may have gotten out of hand, and this may not be good, but, you know, we really want to get a handle on this, so we're just going to tell you the truth about it. No, they covered it up. They hid it for their own sake, for their own benefit, for their own self-aggrandizement. They hid the truth and let millions of people die. Hundreds of thousands of people die, at least. Millions of people suffer. And has let the tyrants just have a complete free hand in the remaking of this world in their own design at the expense of you. They've known this the entire time, and they've lied about it continuously. Frankly, jail isn't enough, but it's a start. And they deserve it. They deserve more than it. But again, it's a start. He lied to Congress. Do we have any rule of law whatsoever anymore? Or we're just allowing, literally just allowing mad scientists to release altered viruses that they've purposefully gone in and changed to infect human beings? It gets released, destroys the entire world, and then they're put in charge of investigating it. Is this the world do we live in? Or are we awake, and can we fight back against this? Utterly unacceptable. And that's a very, very light way of saying it. So again, these materials confirm that the grants that were funded by Peter Daszak, that were approved by Anthony Fauci, were the ones that created this coronavirus. It was more pathogenic to humanized mice than the starting virus from which it was constructed. And thus, not only is it reasonably anticipated to exhibit enhanced pathogenicity, you get it, but indeed was demonstrated to exhibit enhanced pathogenicity. The documents make it clear that the assertions by the NIH director, Francis Collins, and the NIAID director, Anthony Fauci, that the NIH did not support gain-of-function research or potential pandemic pathogen enhancement at the WIV are untruthful. They lied about it. They covered it up. And when they were put in charge of investigating it and solving this crisis, they happened to forget that they were the ones that started it in the first place. I can't overstate what a big deal this release is. Of course, we've known this the whole time, haven't we? We've looked into this the whole time. We've been telling you about Eco Health Alliance. We've been telling you about Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak since January 2020, since before most of these people now jumping on this were even aware of what coronavirus even was. So we've known the whole time. Now we just have the proof, unassailable and confirmed, that they were in fact involved in this. And again, it's just like I'm trying to come up with a good metaphor for it, but you know, it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible because the actual situation is of such an egregious nature that it stands alone as an emblem of corruption and deception. You have these people funding this exact research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Then when it breaks out, they don't say, hey, this is what's going on, because that might have helped us actually create a cure. It might have helped us actually understand what this virus is, how it transmits, how it mutates, you know, where it came from, how it got out. Like, all of that is incredibly important to know when combating this disease. It has all been hidden from us by these people to save their own skins. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. The bat coronavirus grant provided by EcoHealth Alliance with a total of $3.1 million, including $599,000 to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, used in part to identify and alter bat coronaviruses likely to infect humans.
So it's out now, and it's completely open. And once again, we've been telling you it for a year and a half, all right? So look, I don't know what else we can do. We can just tell you the truth. We can just spread this message. We can just inform you and hope to God that there's enough awake people out there that can stand up and put this information into action and bring about the justice and, in this case, retribution that is truly deserved for literally destroying our entire world with their insane and pointless and ill-advised experimentation, creating viruses that did not infect humans but made them infect humans. For what purpose? Gee, I don't know. They're benefiting incredibly from everything that's going on, so maybe it was the plan the entire time. Yeah, it seems an awful lot like that. But folks, I've been doing a terrible job of plugging, and we aren't going to be around anymore to tell you this information if you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we have, and I'm very, very excited to, I think, be the first person to announce this on air. We have a new product, folks. It's called BrainForce. It's called BrainForce Ultra. You thought BrainForce Plus was a big deal. This is BrainForce Ultra. I've just opened it, just broken the plastic seal here. It's a limited edition. The bottle is actually quite beautiful. It's a glass bottle. You can hear it. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's a glass bottle. It's very beautiful. Limited edition. BrainForce Ultra Neural Activator. The serving size looks like it's a quarter teaspoon. So you're actually getting 48 servings in this tiny, tiny bottle. I mean, this could fit in your pocket. You could keep it in your purse. You could keep it in your desk or your car if you need it. I'm going to take it right now just to see how good it is. See how it tastes. That's about a teaspoon there. Oh, a drop under the tongue. Ooh. Oh, it's actually very good. It actually tastes a little bit like Super Male Vitality. Oh, that's excellent.
For you guys that like to double up, it's 24 servings.
That's delicious. All right, yeah. If you want to double your serving, it's 24. I think I'll do that. But it's on sale right now.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization, Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply,
supply or specialty diets. It's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com. Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90+% of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened. They had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and tried to shut it down because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing Made in America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Next week's news today, news you won't hear for another year and a half. Today. Isn't that amazing? What new and wonderful discoveries will we come out with? Stay tuned and find out. And support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. I'm very excited by this new product, BrainForce Ultra Dietary Supplement. It is tastes great, honestly, and I guess that's not what you get it for. But, hey, you're going to want your supplements to taste great in addition, aren't you? So this is a brand new product. It's just like our BrainForce product, only in liquid form, which I actually prefer. I don't know why. It's these nice glass bottles. It's really a well-made product, and like I said, it tastes great. And of course, it works just as well as BrainForce, even a little bit better, maybe. Like I literally feel like I'm already feeling it. I took it less than like 5 minutes ago, but in this case, it doesn't have to actually, you know, go through your digestive system to actually enter into your bloodstream. It's basically a direct injection, putting it under your tongue. And it can immediately start working. And folks, right now, you can supercharge your state of mind. Get this powerful new BrainForce Ultra. It's available now for the first time at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a limited first run of the new BrainForce Ultra at InfoWarsStore.com. It's an exclusive introductory price of $24.95. And with 48 servings in this one bottle, you're looking at, what, less than 50 cents per serving? It's really, really worth it. Yeah, even more so than some of our other stuff, especially now that it's on this introductory sale price. It has more than twice the servings, an even stronger proprietary super formula, including guarana seed, green coffee bean, green tea leaves, and more. Stop getting your energy from toxic sources. Many energy drinks and other products are loaded with artificial ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is a serious source of real energy you can feel good about taking every single day. After being requested by listeners, BrainForce Ultra is now easier than ever to take in this great-tasting liquid form. Support yourself and the InfoWar. Get BrainForce Ultra now for an exclusive launch price before it's all gone. Secure your bottle of BrainForce Ultra at InfoWarsStore.com before this limited run is sold out. That is InfoWarsStore.com. You know we have Alpha Power. You know we have Winter Sun. You know we have all of this other wonderful stuff. But I'll tell you, folks, if you want the well, let's say three. I was going to say that the dynamic duo would be get yourself some BrainForce Ultra and some Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Like those two together is almost all you need. But I'd say throw X2 or X3 in there as well. And those are the three. Those are the three that you need, really. And so if you've ever wanted to support InfoWars before, if you appreciate the fact that we continuously provide you this news, even when we're lambasted, even when we're called crazy, even when, you know, everybody on both sides of the aisle is disrespecting and not acknowledging us, we'll still bring you this information. We'll still strive to bash down the walls of disinformation that are erected around us. And hopefully you appreciate that. We so appreciate our ability to do that, and so we thank you
sincerely for going to InfoWarsStore.com and helping us to carry out and prosecute this all-important war for the fate of humanity. InfoWarsStore.com, Brain Force Ultra, it's on sale right now. And if I had to guess, probably selling pretty fast. This is the first run. It's, maybe a collector's item one day. Limited edition there right on the bottle. So make sure to get that now before it sells out, because I imagine this will not be around for very long, as Brain Force tends not to be able to stay on the shelf for very long. It gets snapped up very quickly. People use it. They recognize how great it is, and they buy it some more. So there you go. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to go to this video here because we're just going to continue to laugh at Fauci. We're just going to continue to mock and denigrate Anthony Fauci and, of course, advocate for him being thrown into prison for lying to Congress and for, oh, by the way, starting this entire pandemic. He was the one. It was him and Peter Daszak. They started it, and they were assisted in this and helped in this and collaborated along with the Rockefeller Foundation and the Bill and Gates, Melinda Gates Foundation, and George Soros and all the other despicable scumbags with billions of dollars hell-bent on taking control of your life and every aspect of it. There it is. Arrest Fauci. That would be a great start, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'll be joined by Royce Lopez in the third hour, and there's still a lot to get to in today's program, but I do want to go to this video. Anthony Fauci, don't you believe in science? Trust the science. Oh, not yesterday's science, today's science. Tomorrow's science might be different, but trust it, because it's Anthony Fauci. And if you question Anthony Fauci, you're questioning science. And here's a look at how consistent Anthony Fauci has been on this topic since the very beginning. Let's watch.
People should not be walking around with masks.
Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater.
Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better.
And masks are protective. And we
but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
There has not been any indication that putting a mask on and wearing a mask for a considerable period of time has any deleterious effects.
There are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course.
You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. Good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
If, in fact, you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask outdoors or indoors.
When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks.
You know, if you look at children outside, particularly when they're with the family, walking down the street, playing a game or what have you, don't have to wear a mask.
The Academy of Pediatric actually makes that recommendation that children should be wearing masks from 2 years old onward.
And you're asking now, if your child is a member of your household, can you walk outdoors with your child without a mask? According to that chart, the answer is yes.
But the child can't, not to beat it to death. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Because now the CDC says, I mean, I think I've got this right. One mask is better than zero masks. Two masks is better than one mask. But you don't have to have double masks. Is that right? I mean,
you know, it became clear that cloth coverings that you didn't have to buy in a store, that you could make yourself, were adequate.
And then you want it to fit better. So one of the ways you could do it, if you would like to, is put a cloth mask over, which actually here and here and here, where you could get leakage in, is much better contained.
Are you a double masker, Dr. Fauci? It looks like you are.
Yeah, you don't need to wear a mask, except that it's mandatory. And you definitely don't need to wear two masks, except I do recommend wearing two masks. And obviously, kids inside do not have to wear masks. But if they are kids and they are inside, then I suggest wearing a mask. And obviously, the College of Pediatrics says don't wear a mask. And I believe that you should not wear a mask unless, of course, wearing a mask is recommended, which it is. And I hope this is all perfectly clear, because the vaccine works 100% of the time. except it doesn't stop transmission. And yes, you can still get coronavirus. And actually, more coronavirus can be in your throat and your nose and your phalanx and your inter-octave material band, which of course means that wearing masks is both unnecessary and absolutely necessary. And I hope all of this is not confusing, because you have to wear a mask unless you're not on TV, in which case wearing a mask is totally pointless and actually detrimental, because people are touching it all of the time. And you know, you have to get vaccinated, because if you don't, then you might also not have to accidentally wear... Wait, where am I?
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system, that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders, because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years, and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made-in-American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Yeah.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
For you corrupt politicians, I'm going to tell you something. You feel safe behind your armed guards. You feel safe behind the military. You feel safe behind these BS laws that you create to protect yourself. You feel safe behind all your riches that you've made off the backs of the American people. And I'm going to tell you this. The American people who are getting fed up, and there's millions upon millions upon millions of us who truly love this country, who are loyal to this country, who are loyal to this Constitution. But you have committed high treason. You have committed treason against the Constitution. You committed treason against this republic. You've committed treason against every countryman and countrywoman in the United States of America. You are a liar, you are a swindler, and you are corrupt. You are a tyrant, and you will face a tyrant's fate. Trust me on that, because when we finally get fed up, when that pot boils over, we will be like a wildfire. We will be like a flood, and there will be nothing to save you. There will be nothing to protect you, because millions will take to the streets. Millions will take to the streets with oil and tar, with pitchforks, with machetes and bats, with AKs and ARs, with hunting rifles. Millions will take to the streets, and it will be too late. There will be no talking. There will be no pleading, because y'all have this republic. Y'all have taken one of the greatest nations on this earth, and y'all have bought it down. You tried to implement communism, socialism. You have tried to use the media against us to poison us as propaganda. You are nothing but a liar and a swindler. Period, point blank. Everything that you say are lies or contradictions. You're all liars. Every single last one of you. And you have not done anything for the benefit of this country. Everything has been for the benefits of your pockets and the elites that control you, like little lap dogs. But you think that we the people are stupid, and you think that we the people are cowards because we have not acted out. See, because we know that once we act out, there will be no going back. We know that once we act out, everything that we enjoy right now, all the comforts that we enjoy right now will be gone, and it will be total war. It will be chaos. It will be hell on earth. We know that. But we are willing to go there. Because you refuse to respect us. You refuse to uphold your oath of office. You refuse. So when the people finally had enough and that pot boils over, there will be no talking.
Amen. Amen to that. My God, so many powerful things that I just said. You refuse to respect us. You refuse to help the American people in any way at all. And it's abundantly apparent that is absolutely true. Absolutely nothing that's done in Washington, D.C. is for the benefit of the American people. And they're not even hiding it anymore. I mean, they just are basically out in the open. They're just like, yeah, we're here to use America, use the power of America, use the might of America, use the goodwill of the American people to destroy them and to carry out our own narratives and our own conception and purport our own ideology. And the American people, it's true, it's like that guy said, he's like, we understand that we massively outnumber you. We understand that it would just be a matter of a decision to make, right? And for the moment, we've decided that we don't want to destroy ourselves. We don't want to go to war with each other. We don't want to do what it will take to free ourselves from this. But that decision is becoming more and more difficult to maintain. Because as he points out, that decision mainly rests on the fact that we have good lives in America. But that's going away, isn't it? The America that we love is not really here anymore. Look at some of the viral videos that have gone around of L.A. or Philadelphia, of just the third world condition, the zombified, drug-addled, feces-covered degenerates that are just wandering our streets, completely hopeless, helpless, sick. And it's like, I'm not condemning those people. I'm condemning the leadership that has allowed those people to fall into desperate situations, and our cities to fall into disrepair, and our establishments to become corroded and corrupt and collapsed. Those people deserve a better life. They deserve a chance. They deserve to live in a country where, you know, they can work hard and get ahead and provide for themselves and not be under the yoke of people who hate them all the time. So I want to rebuild these cities. I want to bring this back. And we understand just how intense it will be when the American people decide that they've had enough. The spirit is rising, and we are getting to a very dangerous crossroads. And people are standing up, and people are becoming aware of what's being taught to their children and what's being said in the schools. I mean, you know, look at this. This isn't an American city. It's not supposed to be. Never was before. So we look at the collapse. We can look at the degradation. We can look at the degeneracy and the chaos and hopelessness and suffering around us. And we ask ourselves, how did we get to this point? How did we fall so far? And the cause is pretty simple. It's you. It's the elites out there. And it's the American people who should keep their head in their sand. Think everything's just inevitable. It just has to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. It absolutely does not have to be this way. And if we fight back, we can remake this world in a way that it used to be, in a way that makes sense, in a way where people are protected and cared for and supported and able to achieve their dreams. Instead, it's just we're just being ground down and being told to eat bugs and live like bugs and be a bug. Well, we don't want to be bugs. We're human beings. And we'll make that known very shortly if things don't get said right. And I want to go to this video now where this exact type of thing is happening. It's revealed that an Antifa teacher is indoctrinating children, and all the people, the parents of those children, decide they don't want that. Now, here's a report about their backlash. Here it is.
A school district in California has suspended a teacher accused of radicalizing his students with Antifa propaganda. That's after the investigative group Project Veritas released undercover footage.
I have 180 days to turn them into revolutionaries.
How do you do that? How do you get them out?
I probably, as far left as you can go. Like, why aren't people just, like, taking up arms? Like, why are we, and, you know, we have historically taking up arms, like, yeah, against the state. I have an Antifa flag on my wall. And a student complained about that, and you said it made them feel uncomfortable. Well, this is meant to make fascists feel uncomfortable, so if you feel uncomfortable, I don't really know what to tell you. Like, maybe you shouldn't be allowed with the values that this is antithetical to.
Now, Gabrielle Geip, who was seen in that video right there, works at a high school in Sacramento. After that clip surfaced, he was placed on leave for violating political action guidelines, and local authorities say they plan to fire him now. Well, after the video, Geip did, in fact, apologize, saying that teachers should not be sharing their personal beliefs. But for many outraged parents, that simply wasn't enough, and they certainly didn't hold back at a school board meeting.
This is evil. It's darkness. It is hell. And these are criminals for abusing our children.
Maybe we should get a class action lawsuit, endangerment of a child.
You guys would have done nothing because you did nothing when these students complained.
You stand by this man preaching Antifa and communism in our classrooms. A disgrace.
This is just too much. This man being fired is not everything that we want. We need our rights back as parents.
It is your responsibility to know what he's teaching. And it's been going on for years, and you allowed it to happen.
You're going to be held accountable. This is because of you. Okay? Gabrielle Geip is a symptom, not the sickness.
We heard from legal analyst Jennifer DeMarston. Now, she says that better background checks are needed before hiring educators.
Specifically in the public school system, I mean, we're seeing over and over these public school teachers that are aligning with these very, very dangerous ideologies being allowed to teach children. He wasn't hiding his beliefs. If he was that obvious about his beliefs and what he was doing, I guarantee you that students were already talking to their parents, and that parents were already complaining to the district, to the school board, trying to get something done, and nothing was ever done. I think more of that is going to come out, because in the public schools, it's different for private schools than it is for public schools. Private schools have a lot more leeway in how they want to interview people. Every employer these days looks up social media, looks up what you say. They have a right.
Yeah, the only problem is that the employers, the heads of the schools and the administrators, and apparently the school boards as well, they agree with this guy. So it's a bigger problem than we thought. But it sounds like the parents understand that. They're like, you know, this is not enough, and you're the ones who we want.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission of the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. In the next hour, we'll be joined by Royce Lopez of Revenge of the Sis. He's got his own morning show as well. Very excited to talk to him. Should be a fun hour. We'll get into all this stuff. And, of course, he's from Florida, and we'll be talking about so much of the stuff that's going on in Florida. Texas, meanwhile, sort of falling behind on stuff. But occasionally we make up a little bit of ground, and one of the ways we did that was with this abortion law. Now, I want to talk about what it means to live in our democracy, what it means to live in a democracy at all, what the purpose of the government even is these days, because theoretically we live in a free country where all opinions are allowed to be espoused and We have mutual respect for one another. It says, hey, even if I disagree with you on this, I understand we're both Americans. We need to find a way to live together and both be happy and have a government that serves both of our purposes. And in order to bring this about, we've instituted a representative republic, really, not really a democracy, but it is as democratic as you can get, pretty much, where we come together and we elect representatives who express our values, and they get together and make laws in order to bring these ideologies or these ideas into fruition. So how does that actually look? Well, in Texas, of course, we elected Republican representatives, and one of the concerns that a lot of Republicans have is about the widely available, often government-subsidized abortions that are going on. And, you know, we trust the science. We understand that a baby is, in fact, a independent and living being that deserves protection, even when it is in its gestational phase. Even when it's inside a mother's belly, it is still independent. You can still extract DNA that itself has a profile independent of its mother and independent of its father. It is its own living being in all legal and spiritual and scientific purposes. And so we want to protect that. So we elect representatives who put that law into place. And what happens? What happens following that? Here's a few headlines, and you'll see just how the Great Reset New World Order treats democracy. First, you have the city of Portland, Oregon, announced it intends to ban trade and travel to the state of Texas in response to the Lone Star State's new abortion law. They disagree, therefore they will attempt to hurt us somehow, financially. Okay, so people in another part of the country have a law that is different than your part of it. That's why we have states. That's why we have independent legislatures. That's why you can have states. One's more conservative, one's more liberal, and you're supposed to be okay with that. But no, not anymore. Now the liberal states will band together and attempt to use financial blackmail and financial extortion to force their will onto the people of Texas. People of Texas have voted. We've come together. We've used our governmental power to enact laws that align with our ideology. But now other places don't like that, so they're going to punish it for us, I guess. The United Nations experts have strongly condemned Texas for its new anti-abortion law, which they say violates international law by denying women control over their own bodies and endangering their lives. Well, it endangers their lives to have a baby, I guess? No, it doesn't. It actually destroys a life. But this is how backwards everything are. So you've got other states coming down on Texas. You've got the United Nations coming down on Texas. Then you have independent people. You know, of course, we've got every celebrity there is out there condemning this and telling their supporters to fight back against this and do everything they can to, override the will of the people of Texas and impose their will upon us. Of course, this is natural. Basically, everybody who's anybody with a public platform is obliged to come out in support of abortion and to condemn any attempt to prevent babies from being slaughtered. Of course, the Satanic Temple has come out and is calling baby sacrifice a sacrament of their church, and therefore it must be allowed, which is just as sick and disgusting as inverted as you would expect it to be. But there you have it. But what happens when a singular individual stands up and says, actually, I kind of agree with this? Well, we don't have to speculate. Here it is. John Gibson on Twitter says, proud of the U.S. Supreme Court affirming the Texas law banning abortion for babies with a heartbeat. Says, as an entertainer, I don't get political often. Yet with so many vocal peers on the other side of this issue, I felt it was important to go on the record as a pro-life game developer. They're pretty milquetoast. You know, he's not calling anybody baby killers. He's not going out of his way to condemn anybody. He's just saying, look, there's hundreds of thousands of people out there all, condemning this. I think it's their right to express their feelings, and I'd like to express my feelings. I disagree. And he's been fired. Tripwire appoints new interim CEO Alan Wilson as company moves forward. The comments given by John Gibson, they say, are of his own opinion and do not reflect those of Tripwire Interactive as a company. His comments disregard the values of our whole team, our partners, and much of our broader community. Our leadership team at Tripwire are deeply sorry and are unified in our commitment to take swift action to destroy the lives of anybody who questions us. These frickin' intolerable
tyrants, petty tyrants, just any level of power that they have. Is this the case? Did you do a poll of everybody on Tripwire and everybody got together and disagreed with this? No, of course not. You've got one guy in power and another guy in power, and the guy in power with the ideology in line with the mainstream narrative just simply destroys the life of the people who dare stick their head up above the water and say, actually, I do disagree. There are individuals that don't agree with you. You will be crushed. You will be demolished. And this is just what happens constantly, right? You have Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene just trying to give a talk. They can't find a venue because nobody will let them in because, sure, they've got millions of Americans who support them, millions upon millions of Americans who voted for them and who they represent and their ideology. But screw those tens of millions of Americans. There's the CEO of Patagonia who decides that they will not tolerate such beliefs. Not while they have power, not while they have financial extortion ability. So they go out and they say, okay, if you're going to have these people at your venue, we will no longer serve your venue. We will destroy you. I mean, it's just like a sky full of Death Stars just waiting for somebody who opposes them to poke their head up and they will be destroyed. Or they'll destroy anybody that attempts to support them or destroy anybody that doesn't actively oppose them. It's just over and over again. This is what our democracy means. It means the will of tens of millions of people is overridden by one person with the monetary ability to destroy them. That's what it's all about. And it doesn't stop there. The DOJ says it will protect women seeking abortions in Texas. So screw your tens of millions of people. Screw your legislature. Screw the governmental organization that actually brings about this decision having been made. The DOJ decides they're going to override all of you, all of us, and all of our governmental organization. They decide what is right and wrong, and any attempt to disagree with them will be met with the full force and weight of the federal government. So now the Department of Justice on Monday said it will protect women who are seeking to kill their babies in the state of Texas amid turmoil following the passage of a controversial restrictive abortion law in the state. A restrictive abortion law, by the way, is just like once it's a baby, once it's a fully fledged baby, once it has a heartbeat, you can't kill it. They're just like, how dare you? We will protect them. GoDaddy to terminate hosting of Texas anti-abortion tip website. So you can't express yourself in your personal life or your company will destroy you. You can't express yourself on big tech platforms or they'll remove you. You can't express yourself on mainstream media because they are all lockstep against this. And now you can't express yourself even on your own website or the website provider will destroy you. So it's just all of these corporate and governmental organizations all coming together to destroy the will of the people in complete contravention of what it means to be in a democracy. It is utter tyranny that we're entering into, and this is just one of the most egregious examples. Again, about abortion, it's about baby killing. And to highlight all of this in a spectacular fashion, Amy Klobuchar calls for eliminating the Senate filibuster to protect abortion rights. Now, the Senate filibuster is part and parcel, is a key and very important aspect of what it is to be in a democracy. It means that you can't have the tyranny of the majority. Just because there's 50% or more agree on something doesn't mean it's right. And so you have a governmental tool that you can use to bring about justice, to express the will of the minority in contravention to the majority. That's what it means to be in a republic, maybe not a democracy. Democracy is 50% decides. A republic is no, just because more than half of you decides that, I don't know, black people don't deserve to eat in the restaurants of white people, doesn't mean it's right. And so you have a function of the government to overpower just the will of the majority for the sake of the minority. But they're going to throw that out. They're going to destroy that. The Democrats in particular, but the corporate global cabal in general, is taking a sledgehammer to the pillars of democracy one by one. One of these is the filibuster. And whatever excuse they need to apply, they'll apply it. In this case, it's abortion. But when it was the Supreme Court, they were going to use it for that. The filibuster's racist. Like, whatever excuse they need to use, they'll use it. The point is, the filibuster is a very important aspect of what it means to be in a republic and to not have the tyranny of the majority, and they're destroying that now for the sake of abortion. So, the will of the Texas people expressed to our legislature through the appropriate
you know, programs that our government is built up to do is just being overridden by the corporate and governmental tyranny of these psychopaths.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We will be joined this hour by Royce Lopez of Revenge of the Sith. Very excited to talk to him. We talk about what's going on in Florida, Texas, and around the world. And folks, you'll notice there's something missing from my desk. It's a coffee cup, and yet I'm very high energy. Maybe too high energy, some may say. Well, it's all thanks to this Brain Force Ultra, the newest product from InfoWars, a limited edition, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com at an introductory price. Get it today because it's going to run out of stock very quickly, if I had to guess. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Brain Force Ultra, brand new, introductory price and a limited run. So you're going to want to get it quick before it sells out. Let's go now to the 20th anniversary of Tyranny Draws Nigh, the latest from John Bowne at band.video.
You met with Biden over the weekend. How did that go?
It didn't go well.
A feckless, dementia-ridden piece of crap just sent my son to die. To have her on right before me and listen to that piece of crap talk about diplomatic with freaking Taliban terrorists who just blew up my son and know nothing. Cannot say anything about, oh my God, I'm so sorry for the family. So my son is gone, and I just want all you Democrats who cheated in the election or who voted for him legitimately, you just killed my son with a dementia-ridden piece of who doesn't even know he's in the White House. He still thinks he's a senator.
As Sleepy Joe takes yet another well-undeserved vacation, the hostage situation grows to monumental proportions.
Domestic flights resuming under Taliban control. Images the Islamist extremists want the world to see. But up north in Mazar-e-Sharif, a very different story is unfolding. Six planes have been blocked from takeoff by the Taliban. Used, says one lawmaker, as leverage.
This is really, Chris, turning into a hostage situation.
where they're not going to allow American citizens to leave until they get full recognition from the United States of America.
The accounts of atrocities by the Taliban are growing. According to Human Rights Watch, in Kandahar, the Taliban have been detaining and executing suspected members of the provincial government and security forces, and in some cases, their relatives. According to the BBC, three eyewitnesses attested to the murder of an 8-month pregnant policewoman. The Taliban are currently hunting down female judges after murdering a comedian and a legendary folk singer. And there are reports of the raping of dead bodies. At this point, Biden has solidly proven that he couldn't care less that six planes chartered from donations at $750,000 apiece are sitting on a tarmac roughly 260 miles north of Kabul with under 200 American lives and roughly 800 more Afghan allies waiting.
Mohammed, the interpreter, is trapped in Afghanistan. His service to America, a death sentence.
My message is to the President of the United States and his administration. They gone has left Afghanistan and they left me behind. And I request them, please do not forget me and my family. They have to rescue me and my kids from this hell.
The President has spoken of the trauma of that night on campaign trails.
If you want to know where Al-Qaeda lives, you want to know where bin Laden is, come back to Afghanistan with me. Come back to the area where my helicopter was forced down with a 3-star general and 3 United States senators at 10,500 feet in the middle of those mountains.
How big of a success story would it be for the Taliban to find the interpreter that saved Biden?
We have left Americans stranded in Afghanistan. Americans of all political stripes are not for that. They're not for leaving
powerful
Americans
stuff, folks.
Behind.
You can share this video at band.video. Correction, I gave you the wrong title earlier. That one's called Chaos Ensues as Afghanistan Ignored. Chaos Ensues as Afghanistan Ignored. Bound report on band.video. Share that. When we get back, Royce Lopez of Revenge of the Sis joins us and Daywave Radio. Make sure to get all the plugs right. We'll be right back.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product, we need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal. My guest this hour, Royce Lopez. He's the co-host of Revenge of the Sis, an independent comedy podcast. It's the antidote to your John Olivers, your Trevor Noahs, and your Samantha Bees. It's humor, but not psychopathy. It's a wonderful breath of fresh air. You can find their website at revengeofthesis.com, and that's C-I-S, Revenge of the Sis. Royce's Twitter is Hippo Juice Film. So Royce Lopez at Hippo Juice Film. Thanks so much for coming on, Royce.
Ah, for sure, man. Happy to do it.
And, of course, you're just half of Revenge of the Sis. Mersh is the other half. Couldn't drag himself out of bed, and, you know, we get that. He does the night wave. You do the day wave. So you basically have three shows between the two of you. You do day wave in the morning. He does night wave at night. And then together y'all are Revenge of the Sis. And how do people watch that?
Well, I mean, we're on YouTube, but we're on Odyssey. And basically any site that has video streaming.
Anywhere that will let you.
Yeah, any place that they let us. So, yeah, we're on YouTube. Obviously, can't believe we're still on there, but we shouldn't be. Yeah, but we're on Odyssey now, DLive, and all these other places. You can find our show 4 p.m. Eastern every single Monday through Friday.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I admit I used to watch your show every single day, but then I got this show and had to start waking up at 4 a.m. and it threw my whole schedule for a loop. And I feel like I missed you guys because I realized everything was so serious all the time. And it was like I realized it was Revenge of the Sith that was missing from my day, because you have an ability to laugh at all of this absurdity. And I've actually tried to incorporate that into my show, and just because you've got to cover all of this dystopian hell world nonsense. And if you can't laugh at it, you really will go crazy. So, I mean, to you, what is the value of just like injecting a little bit of humor into all of this madness on a daily basis?
Well, you know, I laugh about that because, you know, I'm sure you read about that Afghan comedian that was making fun of them all the way till they killed him. Like, I love that attitude. Like, that's the attitude of like, look, you're going to kill me anyway, right? Like, it doesn't matter what I say. You're not listening to me at this point anyway, so I'm going to laugh. I had somebody the other day was like, you know, the world's falling apart and you guys are laughing. I'm like, yeah, of course I'm laughing. Absolutely. Hey, the band was playing when the Titanic went down, right? Like, you got to do something. Like, you know, we talk about stuff and we give our points and opinions, but, you know, you got to sit here. You have to laugh at it, because let's say it's the end of times, which I really do think it's the beginning of the end of times, right?
Right.
You want to have a little bit of fun, right, before you go out. And that's our mentality. It's like, you know, all this stuff is going on. And let's be honest, and I've always thought about this, like, If this were like a Republican president, for example, this is the amount of fodder going on that's out there. Like, every late night show right now should be killing it, making fun of Biden and making fun of what's going on. But nobody's going to do it. Right. No, everyone's afraid to do it. Nobody wants to do it, because there's this thought process that if you make fun of Biden, what you're doing is you're co-signing Trump. And I'm like, look, this guy's a dementia patient who's out there. Why, honestly, at this point, go? It has to be some sort of body double that did the hologram
or something.
Yeah, I it's a dementia patient that's out there, doesn't know where he is. You know, basically naps like about 20 hours a day. They get him up for 4 hours, and he doesn't know where he's at. That should be hilarious. SNL should be leading every single show with that. But they're not, because the most important thing right now is to make sure women can get abortions in Texas. That's what matters.
Right. And all jokes have to progress the narrative. But, you know, what I think is the value of comedy especially is it's the sugar that helps the medicine go down. I mean, you know, I couldn't talk about some of this stuff without having some sort of humorous aspect to it, which doesn't mean that you're lessening the seriousness of what you're covering. But it's like, you also want to bring in other people, and you don't want you know, other newer viewers to tune in and see you, and it's just like, we're all going to die. Like, you know, that, nobody wants to watch that. So you give a little bit of humor that brings them in, and then you're introducing the truth to them. And maybe you introduce people to what's really going on by sort of just mocking the absurdity that they see around them, that, again, everybody sees how absurd it is. And it is such a shame that we're missing out on this great comedy content that could be produced because people are too afraid to do it. But on this topic of abortion in Texas, I know we have a friendly rivalry ourselves personally as representatives of Texas versus Florida as to who, you know, is progressing conservatism better. And I got to admit, Florida's sort of kicking our butt in a lot of ways, man. What's up with that?
Look, man, and I'll say this, because this is what I always say about Florida. It's like, look, we've been the butt of the joke, right, for years, right? Oh, Florida, man. Oh, meth alligators. Oh, Florida's crazy. But honestly, right now, it's like, yeah, you're right. But I'm allowed to go into a store without a mask on. So I don't know about you, but I'm living my life. I go to the beach and I can hang out. I think that the joke that we have on the show, which I think is funny, is that Abbott is always copying DeSantis's homework.
Right.
Like, Which you know, it's so good, but, you know, week after we do something, Abbott's like, that sounds like a great idea. We're going to do that too.
But he only does it partly, right? Like, what I always say is, like, we need our governor to be more obnoxious. Like, that's the value of DeSantis, is like, because here in Texas, well, he'll sign a bill, but he'll do it quietly, and he won't make a big deal out of it, and he won't want to ruffle any feathers. DeSantis is just, like, out there just being like, yeah, if you want to come here, you live by our rules, or you can leave. Like, that's the attitude that we need to have. So I'm kind of jealous you guys have it in Florida.
Well, you know, it's funny, too, because the narrative, right, like the whole narrative that's going on, which I think is hilarious is this, like, I love all the adverbs and adjectives, by the way. COVID is surging in Florida. It's a terrible horror show that's going on. Meanwhile, I can't drive here because the entire country's here. Like, every plate I see here is from somewhere else, right? So there's a huge disconnect between, like, Twitter and media and what's really happening, because people aren't scared here. People are coming to Disney. Universal here was packed with people, because at the end of the day, people, I do think a lot of people posture on the internet, but then they still come over to Florida. For example, I think it was what's her name? The one who played Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and Clarissa Explains It. I forget her name, but yeah. She made a video going like, you know, my kids got COVID, and you know, I think it's because they weren't requiring masks at their school, and then everyone's posting like, a week ago you posted pictures without masks at Disney World,
right?
So no one's buying your narrative.
Right. It's like the same thing. There was yesterday there was a headline that was like, the mother wants changes to the school's rule because her kid died of COVID. And it's like, her kid is, I'd say he's like 300 pounds at 13 years old, and you want to change the school's rules on your behalf? It's like, take some responsibility, people.
Well, that's what's going back to the Florida thing. That's one of the narratives that you hear pushed all around. Because let's be honest, man, most 90% of people don't even read articles. They read whatever the title is on Facebook, right? And they make all their decisions based on that. The one that's been going around that I've been seeing everywhere is like, DeSantis bans masks at schools. No, he didn't. He never banned masks at schools. He just says a school can't force a kid to wear a mask. If you want your child to wear a mask, you're more than welcome to put a mask on your kid. So that's what they're going. Now the other narrative is like, DeSantis' approval rating drops 14 points. No, it doesn't. Your polls aren't accurate. And show you, it's like that scene in Starship Troopers when they go, it's afraid. They're afraid
right.
of him.
Right.
Because DeSantis isn't the only governor that's doing this kind of stuff, banning masks and doing stuff. But the entire media is going after him because they know he's a good-looking guy. He's likable, doesn't have skeletons in his closet, has a wonderful family, he can speak, and our state's doing great. So I would be more terrified of DeSantis than Trump running again or anything else, because this guy has a legitimate shot,
right.
A legitimate shot to take him out. Because the other thing, too, he never apologizes. Like, they've been trying to pressure him and pressure him and pressure him, and he just goes, yeah, no, I don't really care what you say.
Right.
Like, that 60 Minutes, that hit piece they try to do on him.
Yeah.
And they were like, what are you talking about? Publixes are everywhere.
No, and that's what I mean is it's that sort of obnoxious obstinacy that we need in this country. Like, that's what's missing right now is there, even the people with the good ideas are so tepid and timid, and we need the Ron DeSantis energy to just come out and go, no, this is right, and go ahead and call me all the names you want. I'm still right. And it's very, very valuable. And here's a perfect headline for it. Florida to start issuing $5,000 fines for requiring proof of coronavirus vaccine. Like, it's not enough just to say we're not requiring proof of coronavirus vaccine. We're actually going to sue you if you try to require coronavirus vaccine. Like, that's the level that we need, isn't it?
It's amazing. That's one of my favorite things about here is that he's fought that. And these companies, they felt like he's a perfect example. I think it was Norwegian Cruise Lines was like, well, we're just going to move Norwegian Cruise Lines from Florida. And he was like, fine. And that's it. It was just.
Good luck with that. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with Royce Lopez.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90+% of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened. They had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and tried to shut it down because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing made America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today.
Around the world, the general public has woken up to the fact that this isn't a left or right issue. This is a global corporate Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Great Reset takeover. This is a technocracy. But very few leaders, Orban, Bolsonaro, and just a few others, are addressing it for what it is to their people. A foreign, anti-human, anti-family, anti-God takeover of the very biological system of humans. This is a corporate takeover of our bodies, of ourselves, with the world ID, the medical tracking system that'll be tied to the carbon taxes. It's all been announced. It is a dystopic nightmare, and humanity is starting to organize, but our leaders aren't. We need Senator Paul and Senator Hawley and others that have shown some understanding of this, and Senator Cruz, to organize against this foreign multinational corporate takeover through big pharma, big banks, and big tech, or we have no hope.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. My guest is Royce Lopez. You can follow him on Twitter at HippoJuiceFilm. I'm not even going to ask what that means, but here you go. That's, all right, I will ask. What is HippoJuiceFilm, Royce?
Many, many moons ago when podcasting first started, I had a show called Hippo Juice, and we used to do like short films and like comedy skits and stuff like that. And I just never changed the name, you know?
Well, that's what happens when you don't get kicked off Twitter. I'd still have my original Twitter name too if I hadn't been kicked off several times.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have the street cred you have.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so good job on avoiding the banhammer, because I know you guys are no strangers to controversy. The website that you can go to if you want to watch Royce Lopez's show or his partner in crime, I should say. They co-host Revenge of the Cis. You can find it at revengeofthecis.com. And, of course, you do Daywave in the Morning. Alex Jones has been on your show. You've interviewed him. I've been on your show several times. It's always extremely fun, extremely entertaining. Let's talk about this abortion conflict going on here, because, as you know, Texas, just the most just light touch sort of like, hey, once the baby has the heartbeat, let's not kill it, shall we? And this just cannot be stood for by the New World Order cabal that runs everything. You've got their threatening on eliminating the Senate filibuster. The people who support this are getting their websites taken down. The DOJ is getting involved. People who are, you know, opposed to this are having, you know, are being fired by their jobs. This Tripwire CEO got fired by it. I mean, I guess this is just the world we live in, isn't it, Royce, where, you know, the people of Texas come together, vote for a law that they approve of, and then just the whole New World Order just comes down on them to destroy what they want. It reminds me of what you're saying about the masks. I was just like, no,
We're not telling you what to do. We just don't want to be told what to do. They can't have that. They have to impose their will on you. What is this about?
Well, I've been hearing this since Biden got elected, and since they got the House, I've been hearing elections have consequences, and they do, right? Okay, so if elections have consequences, you know what the difference between the abortion law and all the mask mandates is that the abortion the anti-abortion law went through all the proper channels,
right,
and was done 100% correctly. I do think it's hilarious. The problem is when you've been pushing a narrative for a year and a half now, telling everybody that you have to wear a mask, you have to get vaccinated, you can't eat at a restaurant. You know, it's about other people besides you. You no longer can tell me anyway, my body, my choice. You can't tell me that anymore.
Right.
You've lost that argument, right? You can't have it both. You can't have it both ways. The difference between the coronavirus and abortion is an abortion has a 100% fatality rate for somebody.
Right.
Where coronavirus is 0.5%. You know? So sorry to tell you, but in my opinion, you know, that cause is more noble, right? And I'm sorry that you can't. But here's what I always say. You know what we get told all the time? We get told all the time, hey, you don't like what they're doing, make your own Google, make your own YouTube, make your own this, make your own that. Make your own Texas.
Make your own Texas. We've got ours. We like it the way that it is. Leave us alone, Portland, you big bullies. It's so annoying. I mean, but this is just where we are now, right? Because it's not just the government coming down on people. It's corporations. It's NGOs. It's the government. It's the DOJ. It's the Senate. It's like they're all working in lockstep. And it's just, so to me, it's so obvious what's going on here. It's the people versus the power structure. Like that is pretty much the dichotomy now. And half the people think that they're fighting the power structure when they're serving the power structure. Like, I just don't know how we deal with this, because it seems so overwhelming when you have every single one of these institutions owned by our enemies. Like, we do it all the right way and it still gets overridden. Like, what's the path forward here? Any idea, or we just laugh at it maybe?
So you know, that's the thing. It's like, I hate to be blackpilled. I really do, and it's a matter of like, no matter what happens, like you said, you know, somebody has one opinion that's slightly different. They, you know, you lose your job. You're not allowed to make games anymore. You're not allowed to do anything anymore. You can't go. You're not allowed to say anything. They completely destroy you. The left has been winning the culture war for how long, right? Like forever. Right. How can you not? You control the entire infrastructure. If you lost, it'd be embarrassing, right? And they control everything. And the moment somebody goes, yeah, you know, I don't know, like maybe you know, a heartbeat, we shouldn't be killing babies. And it's like, oh my God, you hate women. You want women to die on the streets. This is coming from the same people that are laughing at people that are getting coronavirus because they don't have because they were laughing at Abbott for getting coronavirus, and the guy got vaccinated, and they were still laughing at him and going, I hope he dies. That's why I have a new philosophy now, and it's very simple. Stop apologizing. They don't care.
Yeah.
They're not going to care. There's not been a person that has been canceled that has apologized and they've forgiven.
Right.
I say embrace it. And you know what? The path forward is if you stop listening to them, they have no power on you. They don't. They really don't. You know, like I said, I'd rather be the person laughing at the FEMA camp, you know, than sitting there on my knees apologizing to them.
Yeah, because you're going to the camp either way, and you're exactly right. They really don't care. I mean, I think it has to do with, like, honor. Like, it's something that people don't talk about anymore, but, like, we still sort of are in this world where we expect, like, I'll treat you well and you treat me well. But instead, it's this world where it's like, I'll treat you well and you see that as weakness and dominate me and then, you know, destroy my life for daring to try to treat another person well. And it sucks because it's almost like, well, what are we fighting for if we have to give up what we believe in order to win? And so we're in this weird sort of thing where it's like, I don't want to rule over them. I don't want to control them. I want them to be free to do what they want. I want to be free to do what I want. But it doesn't work that way if we both don't feel that way. If you're going to try to dominate me, I guess I have to try to dominate you. I mean, is this just a downward spiral that we're involved in? And like, maybe there is no way out and we just laugh at it. The FEMA camps are certainly coming though, aren't they?
They are. I mean, you know, a lot of, you know, it's that whole Alex Jones is right jar. Like, there's so many things. When even Tucker's out there, like, and why were we laughing at Alex Jones? You know,
right.
Because that's what's happening. And you know what the difference is between now and even 10 years ago? 10 years ago, they at least tried to hide it. They're not hiding it anymore.
Right.
This has been, because people go, it's been going on. It's been going on, but in the last 10 years, they're in your face about it. They right. don't care. Remember, it's like, oh, the deep state? Okay, the deep state. All right, you crazy person. Now that you have former CIA agents going, like, you know, the deep state's totally real.
Right.
The deep state's real, and we're totally going to tell you what to do. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to ignore Trump, or we're going to keep troops in Syria, because, you know, we feel like it.
Yeah, we're the good guys, and we think that you're going to do a coup, so we'll do a coup first, preemptively. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense, but it's – I don't know. It's insane, but at least we can laugh about it the whole time. By the way, things are really popping off in Brazil right now. I'm just monitoring Twitter, and there's a huge, huge uprising going on in Brazil, which is very interesting. Very interesting indeed, and I want to talk about that, and I also want to talk about how you as a Floridian of Cuban extraction or of Cuban descent, how that informs your politics, how that informs the politics of Florida in general, because I think it's such an interesting sort of unique population there in Florida that recognizes the dangers of socialism and doesn't go along with so much of what you would think they would go along with because of the racial dichotomies that we have in this country. But we'll be back on the other side of this commercial break with Royce Lopez. Again, the website is revengeofthesis.com. The Twitter is HippoJuiceFilm. And maybe we'll make fun of Mersh while he's not here. We'll punish him for daring to refuse my invitation to this show. But I'm kidding, of course. We love Mersh. And we love Royce. And we'll be right back with more on the other side. Stay tuned, folks.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission of the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head on, about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. You're on the fence about it. Get off the fence. Get the product. Support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for a few
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Gentlemen. This is American Journal. I am Harrison Smith. My guest is Royce Lopez, website revengeofthesis.com. Twitter is at HippoJuiceFilm. And Royce, I haven't even asked you about our top story of the day, which is the newly released details about coronavirus research at a Chinese lab funded by none other than Dr. Anthony Fauci himself. Have you had a chance to look at this, and what do you think about it? Is this a surprise to you that Dr. Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak and the EcoHealth Alliance were actually the ones who funded and created the gain-of-function research and virus that have since leaked and allowed the tyrants to take over the world? Is this a surprise to you? What's your reaction to this news?
But I thought it was a bat. Wasn't it a bat? Wasn't that someone had bat soup?
I thought it came from bat soup. Yeah, what happened with that?
People lost their accounts and were getting banned for saying something that is now verified.
Zero head.
100% verified now. The only person that even pushed him on that was Rand Paul, right? Rand Paul was screaming at him. He's like, you don't know what you're talking about. And it's like, well, no, you totally did. He's like, well, he did the whole Bill Clinton, like, well, it depends on what you mean by gain of function research.
Right.
Rand Paul went after him, and you know, that's why I like Rand Paul, because it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, but he's also a doctor too, though. So he's Dr. Rand Paul. I'm not surprised by it in any way. I mean, let's be honest with you. At the beginning of this, who was out there praising the World Health Organization more than Fauci was? I mean, praising them. China's doing amazing things. China's the best. Look how great they are. And of course we knew it came from a lab. Look, anybody that knows anything about this or paid any attention knew from day one. Now, it's one of those things where, you know, so much stuff has come out that they have to let you talk about it. But I remember on Facebook, if you would even go, hey, I think it came from a lab, you were gone. Zero Hedge got popped for that, too.
Yep.
A lot of places got popped just for saying it. Am I surprised? Of course not. Do I think most people are going to care? Probably not. They're doing a – didn't they just do a documentary on him on Nat Geo? The guy's a hero.
Oh, he's a saint. He's more than a hero. He's a demigod that they worship with their sacrament of getting the Fauci ouchie. And I think there's something to that. And that to me is almost the most depressing thing out of all of it, is I literally think – I think they could come out tomorrow and say, hey, it looks like all the vaccines – super deadly. Looks like they're all going to, you know, everybody got the vaccine is going to have HIV in 3 years, and we're recalling all of them, and we're very sorry. And I think people would just go, well, you know, they tried their best. You know, they really tried their best, and darn it, I guess I have to die now. Like, I don't know if there's any news that could be released that would really make people wake up. I honestly think the American people are so brain dead. It's damn near hopeless, and I'm given hope every day by our audience. But, I mean, do you have any hope left in the American people's ability to just recognize what's going on?
I think that the truth of the matter is, I think that a lot of people know what's going on. I think that, and I'm going to say this, and it sounds crazy, I think a majority of the people know what's going on. But I think that, number one, listen, and I don't blame people for doing this. Number one, it's easier to be quiet. But if you have a family, right, you have to provide. A lot of people go, you know, fight for you. And I'm with you. You know, I'm in a comfortable position, you know, where I could say whatever I want. You can't take anything from me because I own my own stuff, right? But there's a lot of people that have to go to work every day. There's a lot of people that have a family. There's a lot of people that they can't go out there and put their opinion, because then they'll be kicked out of their construction job, or they're not going to be allowed to be a teacher anymore. So my thing is, I think individuals still exist. I know a lot of like-minded people. I know a lot of people that voted for Biden that are not going like, wow, I feel stupid. Like, right. And they'll never admit it publicly, but there's a lot of people going like, man, I feel stupid. There's a lot of big YouTubers. I'm talking about millions of subscribers that reach out to me all the time, and they go, man, I really like your stuff, but, like, I can't say it publicly because I want to stay monetized. But your stuff is actually, you know, you guys are killing it. I'm like, oh, well, thanks. I appreciate it, but that's why, you know, we get shadow banned.
Right. And stuff. But isn't that frustrating, though? Because it's great on one hand because it's like, oh, wow, yeah, these people actually believe this. But then it's like, why don't you speak up? I get so frustrated at people who, and I guess, yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, we're in these positions where we can say this and it's easy, and, you know, they just can't do it as easily, and they really will lose stuff. So maybe I'm being a bit harsh on them. But at the same time, I'm just like, you're the reason why we can't talk about this. If you can't talk, if you won't talk about it, if you won't stand up, then of course nobody else will. You know, talking to these people you're talking to. I don't know. Does that frustrate you a little bit? It frustrates me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm perpetually frustrated would be the way to put it. Right. Where I'm like, okay, so you agree with me. Are you going to say something? Nah, I can't. I'm like, all right then. So then this is never going to end. And they keep taking more. The government has never, every time we've ever in the history of the world, and I'm talking about right or left, every time we've ever given the government an inch, they've always taken it a mile, and they've never, ever, ever given it back. And they're never going to give our freedoms back. People are pretending that they are, but they're not. 2 weeks to flatten the curve has gone in a year and a half. Now it's going to be monthly booster shots, and then it's going to be daily pills. And then before you know it, we're going to be living in equilibrium, but everybody's going to be happy because a new Netflix series came out.
Right. Or because the pills make them happy. You have to be happy because you have to take your happy pills. It's required. 15-day – yeah, it's – and that's one of the perfect things where, like, I'm sure you were the same, where they're like 15 days to slow the spread, and we can both kind of look at each other and go, this is going to go on forever. And people are, no, just 15 days. You see the curve. They try to explain to you the curve, and it's like, no, don't explain to me the curve. I'll explain to you tyranny and how you give them an inch and they take it a mile. And it's but it sounds like you're somewhat more white-pilled than I am, because I do not think it's the majority of Americans that understand this. I think it's I think it's a lot of people that we know and talk to, but man, you go out and talk to just a regular person on the street, they don't know which way is up, man. It's very troubling to me. So you really think it's more than half people sort of are starting to recognize it?
I think that it's one of those things where people know that it's happening, but it's one of those, well, what's the alternative? I mean, look, don't get me wrong, man. There's a lot of idiots. I mean, I had someone just yesterday tell me, like, well, aren't you worried about it? Like, if you don't get the vaccine, aren't you worried that you're going to this or you're going to that? And my answer is very simple. It's like, I'd rather die on my feet. Right. You know, like, I'd rather die. You said it earlier. It's like, we don't want to dominate anybody. We want to let everyone live their lives and do whatever they want to do. Like, do whatever you want to do. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And that's it. And one of my biggest fears is that, you know, I never want to become the people that I hate. Right.
Right.
Like, because then what are you fighting for? Right.
Right.
So I always try to maintain, like, you know, hey, you know, let people do what they want if they're hurting anybody. I'm very big proponent of that. But now it's getting to the point where, like, you're pushing a lot of people into the corner. You're pushing a lot of 2012 Ron Paul guys are becoming more hardline in their opinions. It's like, look, the joke is always like, I just wanted a grill.
Right.
I wanted a grill and I wanted to be left alone, and you didn't leave me alone. And now they're making examples of people. Look what they did to the insurrectionist, you know? Right. And now the guy that shot Ashley Babbitt sitting there out there going like, oh yeah, he called himself a hero.
Yeah.
I mean, first off, even if you are one, and he's not, he's a murderer in my opinion, but if you are a hero, you don't call yourself one. That's like giving yourself a nickname. Hey, from now on, call me Scooter. No, I'm not going to do that.
I will call him Scooter, though. I think that's a very appropriate name for that man. Appropriately disrespectful to this murderous scumbag. But you're right. They literally put him on TV to brag about it. And they did the same thing with the Antifa guy who murdered Jay in Seattle. They gave him a Vice spot. He'd murdered a man, and they celebrate him like he's a hero. They're rubbing it in our faces, Royce.
That's the part that is the most. They're doing it. They used to at least hide it, and you know. And I'm not saying that was any better, but now they're doing it, and they're basically looking at you going like, "And what are you going to do about it?"
Yeah.
You know what are you going to do about it? We're going to take your guns. We're going to take your rights. We're going to take your food. If you're in New York City right now, and you're a black male, you can't go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
How are people not outraged? Because that's the lowest vaccinated percentage. Our black males in New York are the lowest vaccinated percentage. They're not allowed to go to a restaurant. I mean, if Trump did anything that was like that, they would be annihilating him.
No, and that's one of my favorite thing. You know, all the L's accounts that just, you know, post what people were saying about the vaccine or, you know, whatever they were saying about Trump. And then their entire ideology completely reverts when a new person is in office. And it's something that's just totally foreign to us. I know it's foreign to you as well, because I know you and Mersh both have very strong opinions that you express on a daily basis on Revenge of the Sith at 4 p.m. Eastern time every day. And I, you know, it doesn't matter who's in charge. You're going to think the same thing, just like it doesn't matter who's in charge. InfoWars is going to think the same thing. We're going to, you know, still promote liberty, even if it's unpopular, even if, you know, that everybody around us wants just total domination. Somebody's got to stand up for the ideology and purpose of what this country was founded on. We'll be right back. Final segment with Royce Lopez on the other side. RevengeOfTheSith.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin and Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. And we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years, and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made-in-American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations.
His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. My guest is Royce Lopez. His website, revengeofthesis.com, and his Twitter is at HippoJuiceFilm. Again, you guys do a great show every single day. Actually, you do several shows. You do Daywave in the morning. Mersh, your comedy partner, does Nightwave at night, and then during the day you come together. Sort of like the Mechazoid from Power Rangers. The two of you join to fuse as one and become Revenge of the Sith, and it's extremely entertaining. One of the things I love about y'all's show is your audience is so involved and so, like, ready to create things that come out of the show. And, like, I think I mentioned once while I was on your show that I had a sword. Now I'm the sword guy. Now everywhere I go on the internet, I'm known as the samurai and the sword guy, which I love. I think it's great. It's meme worthy. It's the power of memes, I think. But it's something common that you have with InfoWars. Our audience is super involved and super willing to help out in lots of different ways. How do you foster that? Do you do that, like, purposefully, or that's just something that you guys just sort of happens naturally?
It just kind of happens naturally. Like, for example, one of our animation guys, Mr. Bali Sung, made that amazing Alex Jones Terminator thing that you guys play. Like, that was him, and that, you know. Just amazing. Like that looks like a real movie trailer that gives you chills, you know?
Right.
and it just happens. I mean, you know, we don't really ask for anything. Just people are very supportive, and people put together some hilarious artwork. Last time you were on the show, they had me, you, and Merz was the three amigos.
Because of our plan to regain our rights as American citizens by sneaking into Mexico and then coming across as refugees. That was our scheme to actually be respected in this country.
Hey, they won't make you get the vax that way.
You're right. You can have COVID. They'll give you an envelope full of cash. It's great.
And they'll probably just send me right back to Florida anyway.
Okay, now that's amazing. And I mentioned this before. You're from Florida, and your family is Cuban. And how crazy was it that they went out of their way to say Cuban refugees are not welcome? Everybody else, from anywhere else in the world, you come across the Mexican border, you're here to stay. We'll ship you to Iowa. I mean, we'll give you, a ham sandwich and a $100 bill and say good riddance. If you come from Cuba, however, we're going to send you back, which is a complete reversal of, American policy in the past. This is insane to me. How do you see this?
Something that Obama did that I think was last day in office, which went under the radar because he did it his last day, shows you that they are afraid of the Cuban population, because Cubans grew up under socialism. They grew up under communism. And when they come here, Cubans tend to vote Republican. Right. His last day in office, Obama took away the dry land policy that's been around since the Cold War, which was like, if you made it here and if you're Cuban and you were fleeing communism, if you made it here, as long as you made it on land, you would immediately become a citizen. Right. Now, we could argue back and forth whether that's right or not. I mean, I think everyone should do it the right way. My family did it the right way. But it just shows you, like, wait a second. You're saying that we have to bring all the Mexicans, Guatemalans, everybody could come here. But why is it when you already had a law in place where you were giving citizens to people that were persecuted, you took that away? Well, because Cubans don't vote for the right people.
Yeah.
They just don't. Cubans, for the most part, are very, very based in terms of their stuff. They smell socialism. They smell communism. And whenever you try to put it on, they're like, no, 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 no. I'm not falling for that again. I'm not falling for that again. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, and it makes sense, and it actually makes sense, because it's hard to cross a shark infested ocean in a homemade raft. I mean, my God, for the most part, I'm really not a big fan of immigrants, legal or otherwise. But in this case, it's like these people have risked their lives to escape literal persecution. I mean, Mexico, you might have some trouble, you might have some gangs in your neighborhood, that sort of stuff, but you aren't under a socialist government that will, kill your family and take all their stuff for speaking up against them. That's not the case. So, I'm in favor of this dry land policy, and it's just it really just exposes the lie of everything else they talk about, as you point out, where we got to let in all these other people, but because they don't vote right, you're going to take away that right from Cubans. It's pretty absurd.
I mean, look what Black Lives Matter said when the whole Cuban protests were going on, that the Cuban government, with communist government, has always been in favor for fighting for minorities. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, are you nuts? I mean, the entire Castro regime was founded by Che killing black people and killing gay people and killing everybody.
Right.
And they don't like them. And I will say this, and you know, I understand that it might be biased, but from what I've seen anyway, it's like, you know, I think Cubans have something in them that they want to integrate to be American. My grandfather came here shortly after Castro came in power, and when he came over here, like, he doesn't wear Cuban hat. He wears American hats. He loves America. He loves this country. You know, he right. goes, I'm an American. Like, that's what I am. You know, you're not going to see him walking around with a Mexican flag saying, yo, Holmes, I hate America, right. but you know, I want my job and I want, you know, health insurance and stuff like that. I think it's very difficult. And look, it's happening to a lot of Venezuelans too. Like, once you've dealt with what the end game is of socialism, and communism is the end game of socialism, democratic socialism is an oxymoron.
Right.
There's no such thing. You know, you could tell me that word a million times if you want. There's no such thing as democratic socialism. What it is, it's diet communism, and it always comes to that, and that's what they want. They hate state rights.
Yeah.
They hate them. Florida and Texas are trying to do their own thing, and now the federal government is trying to get involved and say, yeah, you don't have state rights anymore.
Mm. No, it's absurd, and I think you're exactly right. And I've also seen, you know, the propaganda from the communist revolution in Cuba, where they say, we're not socialists, we're not communists, we just want equality, and we just want, you know, it's all the same talking points. This is why I think you point out that Cubans can smell the socialism. They go, oh, we fell for this one time, and we're not going to fall for this again, right?
Yeah, no, of course. It's one of the biggest scams, you know, with Fidel Castro. It's like, well, he took over from another dictator. I'm like, okay, fine, but replacing a dictator with a dictator doesn't fix anything, and they love it. I mean, remember Michael Moore saying that Cuba has better health care than America? I mean, anybody who's ever been there or lives there is laughing. They have horrendous health care. You know why they show less deaths? It's because they don't report them.
Right.
I mean, Look at China, only had 4,000 deaths for coronavirus. We believe that, right, guys?
of course. China lie? No.
Yeah.
Never. Oh, no. It's really incredible. Well, we're coming up to the end here. I want to know, you got any other guests coming up, or what's the plan for Revenge of the Sis? You guys were in Las Vegas for a little while. That seemed pretty fun, but you're back and back to doing the show?
Yeah, I'm doing the show today at 4 p.m. I don't have any new guests line up yet. I mean, you know, we have guests every once in a while. It's only people we like, you know. See, so you go, Harrison. There he is. We're in his flat cap. That's the Harrison I know.
Yeah.
That's Harrison I know. Look at that sword.
With my sword. And that's my apocalypse sword, okay? That's my that's not my fancy museum grade sword. Okay, so I pulled a few swords out. All right, so it wasn't just one sword. I did pull a few out. No, but it's a very, very fun show. And I mean, the funniest part to me is, like, my first introduction to y'all was y'all just really blatantly insulting me, really just saying some horrible things about me. Say it again.
It was mostly merch, but yes.
It was mostly merch. But hey, you got to be able to take a joke, and then great friendships can bloom from it.
Yeah.
And it's always very fun. And hey, folks, if you want a very entertaining episode to watch, go watch the one with Alex Jones, because he puts on a good of a show as ever. It is really fantastic, and hopefully, you know, we'll keep doing stuff in the future. Rex Jones has been on with y'all as well. You've had a lot of InfoWarriors on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we love you guys. I mean, you know, we were legitimately Alex Jones fans for years before we started doing the show. Like,
I know.
That's a real thing. It's even in our intro.
I think you used me to get to him, and you know what? I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it, because I'm on the show.
I guess that's exactly what it was.
You threw me to the side as soon as you got to Alex Jones. I get it. I understand. No, it's very fun. All right, the website is revengeofthesis.com, Twitter at HippoJuiceFilm. And if you want to go leave a mean message for Merce for not coming on my show, look, I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to say no. But go support them, watch them, and hopefully you'll have to come on again somewhat soon, Royce.
You're welcome on our show whenever you want to, bud, of course.
All right, sounds good. Well, keep up the good work, and we'll have you back on very soon. Folks, that's going to about do it for us here at American Journal. I am going to ask you one final time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Not for me, do it for you, because right now, BrainForce Ultra is on sale, our newest product. It comes in a beautiful glass bottle with this limited edition right on the top there. It's probably going to sell out pretty fast. I have to say, it is brand new today, so if you want to guarantee that you're able to get BrainForce Ultra, the new liquid formulation of BrainForce Plus, one of our most popular and powerful supplements, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Make sure you get this. Go ahead and throw in some vitamin mineral fusion. That's still on sale at 33% off. Get your vitamin D with the Winter Sun Plus. That's 40% off. And BrainForce Plus Ultra, the introductory price, is on discount right now. 48 servings in this small bottle, so you're getting what you're paying for and even more. And best of all, it goes to support the InfoWar and everything that we do here, getting the great guests, breaking the incredible news that doesn't come out for a year and a half later. It's all thanks to you by going to InfoWarsStore.com. That's going to do it for us. Thank you again to Royce Lopez of Revenge of the Sith, and we'll be back tomorrow with another fantastic show. Stay tuned for Alex Jones. It starts in just a few minutes.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth, so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you look at Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed it, word for word, with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world. Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90%+ of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened. They had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and to shut it down, because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do, to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing Made in America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Copy your mind and stand it.